unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Not sure how much you know about Progressive Insurance. You may know us for insuring your home and auto. You may know a couple of our commercials. But what you may not know is that since 2013, Progressive has been honoring veterans with vehicle donations through the annual Keys to Progress Veteran Vehicle Giveaway Program, giving back to those who gave so much. Now, you probably didn't wake up today saying, I really wish I knew more about Progressive Insurance, but this seemed like the type of thing people wouldn't mind hearing about. Find out more about how we're dedicated to our customers and communities at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together. In Worthington, Minnesota, it's worth a look.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Donald Trump's former chief of staff and retired General John Kelly says his previous boss has no concept of the rule of law or the Constitution. Kelly telling the New York Times that while in office, Trump would praise Nazi leader Adolf Hitler. Boeing announcing this morning that it lost $6 billion in the third quarter. That news coming ahead of a contract vote by its 33,000 union machinists who have been on strike for more than a month. A McDonald's menu item is being removed in several states. ABC's Lana Moise with more on why.
An E. coli outbreak linked to McDonald's Quarter Pounders is blamed for one death, and the CDC says at least 49 people have been sickened, 10 hospitalized, including a child. The outbreak reported in 10 states. Most cases, 27, are in Colorado, where an elderly person died.
The former head of Abercrombie & Fitch, Mike Jeffries, is due in court on Friday after being indicted this week on sex charges in New York. This is ABC News. Back to court today for lawyers representing former movie maker Harvey Weinstein. He's facing a retrial in New York on sex crime charges. ABC's Reagan Medji.
The trial is expected to start on November 12th, but both sides are arguing that's just not enough time to prepare. Weinstein was already facing retrial on two sex crime charges after the state's highest court overturned his 2020 convictions earlier this year. Last month, he was hit with a new assault charge. So prosecutors want the cases to be consolidated, because they have significant overlap and involve similar statutes, witnesses, expert testimony, and other evidence.
This comes after Weinstein was recently diagnosed with bone marrow cancer. Spirit and Frontier Airlines may be flying toward each other again. The Wall Street Journal says the budget airlines, which actually had a deal to merge in 2022 before JetBlue stepped in, are in talks again to get together. The JetBlue-Spirit deal was spiked after a challenge from the Justice Department. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is here for you. They sell and service new Chevrolet vehicles, always treating customers the way they want to be treated. Get a full synthetic oil change for the everyday low price of $49.95. Plus, enjoy employee pricing on select 2024 Silverados. Hurry, take delivery by October 31st. They are proud to support breast cancer efforts, donating $100 per vehicle sold and $5 per oil change. Visit them on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com.
C Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Scientists in Wisconsin are leading a nationwide Alzheimer's study. The National Institutes of Health is giving the UW-Madison more than $150 million. It's the biggest NIH grant in UW history. The Kamala Harris campaign is making its closing argument to American voters. Democratic running mate Tim Walz campaigned in Racine and Madison yesterday.
Our team is running like everything is on the line, because everything is on the line.
Walz made the case that Donald Trump would be dangerous with broad immunity from prosecution. He got some help from former President Barack Obama.
We do not need to see what an older, loonier Donald Trump looks like with no guardrails.
Obama says Americans are ready to turn the page. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermea, and here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Road construction has begun on County Highway RR in preparation for new pavement in 2025. The construction consists of culvert replacements, drain tile installation, and ditching. Beginning now through freeze-up, County Highway RR may be closed through traffic depending on the width of the road available and the project for the day. Mondays through Thursdays, 7:30 a.m. until 3 p.m., you may be asked to drive around on State Highway 86 to the other end of County Highway RR to reach your destination. The Price County Highway Department appreciates your patience through this much-needed project and asks that you allow extra time for your commute. Personally, I offer my standard roadwork advice of bringing two cups of coffee instead of one. I'm Austin Bermea, and this has been your local Civic Media News.
Romeo Doubs leads the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers are back at practice getting ready to face the Jaguars. Wide receiver Romeo Doubs led the team with 8 receptions against the Texans, including 2 on that game-winning drive.
The clock wasn't at 0, and I mean, it was key plays to the drive. I had some catches. Tucker had one coming just right beside the ticks. Wicks being Wicks, making the first guy miss, getting extra yards. So it was definitely a team game.
The NBA season opener tonight for the Bucks as they play the 76ers in Philadelphia. Doc Rivers asked, when did they know that Chris Middleton would likely miss tonight's game?
This week it became more expected. I thought before this week there was a pretty good chance he may make it because he's moving great, but we just haven't had enough live activity for him.
The 76ers will be without Joel Embiid and Paul George. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the volleyball scene, they got volleyball tournaments underway last night. Both Butternut and Shawamigan get home victories to advance on to their next round. And Mercer now knows who they will play. They'll get South Shore coming up tomorrow. And Mellon, by the way, will host Butternut tomorrow night. Great rivalry game up there. Shawamigan, they travel to Wabino Leona, the number one seed after their win last night. And Phillips now knows who they will play, as the Phillips Loggers had a bye in their first round. They will host Crivets coming up in their semifinal game coming up on Thursday night. Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
Attention outdoor enthusiasts! J&A Service Marine and Power Sports is now open in their new location inside the former Suburban Furniture Building on Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. They service all marine and power sports backed by years of experience. Enjoy summer rentals including boats, wave runners, pontoons, ATVs, and UTVs. Explore their showroom stocked with EGL and BMS dirt bikes, scooters, VV electric bikes, plus Tail Youth ATV scooters and kids dirt bikes. Gear up with climb and fly performance gear and accessories. Watch for MiroCraft boat sales and service. Taking orders now. Open weekdays 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Weekends by appointment. Complimentary mounting and balance included with any tire purchase from J&A Services Marine and Power Sports. Now located at W7361 State Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Every year, the Shikar Safari Club International Award recognizes a wildlife conservation officer in each state for performance of their duties in the protection of wildlife, enforcement of game laws, and conservation advocacy. I'll tell you who won the award in the Badger State this year when we return. But first,
sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with OnX Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
Welcome back. Chris Shea, a Lieutenant Conservation Warden Supervisor for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, recently received the 2023 Shikar Safari Club International Wildlife Officer of the Year Award. He received it in late September at a meeting of the State Natural Resources Board. Shea has supervised the Lake Winnebago Enforcement Team since 2015. DNR Chief Conservation Warden Casey Kruger told the board that Shea is a leader and role model for the Lake Winnebago team. Shea and his subordinates were involved in a significant storm at High Cliff State Park, southeast of Appleton, in which they provided care for several individuals who were struck by a tree. Rescue personnel had been delayed in their response due to debris on the park roadways. Doctors credited the warden's response and quick actions to possibly saving lives. Shea is active in his community, participates in charitable efforts, and gives presentations to numerous outdoor groups. Congratulations to Officer Chris Shea. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. It is going to be mostly sunny and quite a bit cooler today with a high right around 50 this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low in the low 30s. Tomorrow, with a little sun in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy, breezy, some showers in the afternoon with a high in the low 60s. After that, a sunny, pleasant weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 41. 98 Q Country.
Hello, I'm Giuseppe. I got something special for you. Ready? Uno, due, tre, quattro. When I was a boy, just about the eighth grade, Mama used to say, don't stay out too late with the bad boys. Always shoot the pool. Giuseppe going to flunk a school. It make me sick, all the thing I gotta do. I can't get no kicks, I always got to follow rules. Boy, it make me sick, just to make the lousy bucks. Got to feel like a fool. And the mama used to say all the time, what's the matter with you? Hey, gotta no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. That's my mom, I can remember. Big accordion solo. Play that thing. Really nice. But soon there come a day, gonna be a bigger star. Then they make a TV shows and the movies. Get to myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want it to change a thing. Still a dance and a sing. I think about the mama, she used to say, what's the matter you? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face. Mama, she said it all of the time. What's the matter, you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face.
That's my mom.
Hello, everybody. That's out there on the radio and the TV land. Did you know I had the big hit the song in Italy with it? This? Shut up your face. I sing this song, all of my fans applaud, they clap their hands. That's making me feel so good. You ought to learn this song, it's real simple. See, I sing, what's the matter you? You sing, hey! Then I sing the rest. And then at the end, we can all sing, ah, shut up your face. Okay, let's try it really good. So bad, hey. It's a nicer place. I'll shut up your face.
That's great. We can do the better this time. I bet. Hey,
what's the matter, you?
Hey,
got no respect.
Hey,
what do you think you do?
Hey,
why you look so sad?
Hey,
it's a not so bad.
Hey,
it's a nicer place. I'll shut up your face.
Okay, one more time for Mama, everybody.
What's the matter, you?
Hey.
just like that, another edition of Reality Radio is underway. We'll talk a little Fright Fest this weekend here in Park Falls. Courtney from the Chamber will be joining us. We're going to talk with Ron Nemeth Implement is going to join us later on the 9 o'clock hour. And Tanya with the Catkins Shelter is going to join us, Catkins Animal Rescue. She's going to join us, a little preview of our huge event going on this week and culminating, of course, on Friday. So she will be in. But time number one on the list, of course, is always the outdoors and hunting. We got Craig with us from Bader's Sports Center. Craig, good morning. How are we doing today?
Good morning. We're doing good.
Hey, we're doing, the weather is absolutely beautiful for those who just like to go out for a walk and stuff like that. But it sure is messing up the animals and the birds and the creatures. They don't know what to do, do they?
Well, I'll tell you what, the hunters that are up here from down south are sure complaining about the heat we've had. So yeah, they should be enjoying this now.
Yeah, they came up here for some nice cool weather, and the afternoons are fairly warm for them out there.
Well, I had a guy in yesterday from he's from Kentucky, and he said it's warmer up here than it is down there. So.
Really. We got a lot of grouse hunters, and grouse hunting, you're telling me off air, is, you know, you buy a license and you're good for the state. And a lot of people are coming here, it seems like, to get their grouse, right?
Oh, we've had guys tell me they've been coming up here from Tennessee, Georgia, Kentucky, West Virginia, been coming up here for 14, 15 years. So
yeah,
not a new phenomenon.
Yeah, exactly. It's great to have the folks up here. Just don't take every bird out of that 1 acre. All right, leave a couple in there.
Well, that's the other thing. Guys are, some groups are seeing a lot of birds. Some groups aren't seeing any. It's real hard on their dogs. It's been dry, so not a lot of scent out in the woods right now, so yeah. Hopefully this weather will change things.
Yeah, exactly. So let's talk a little bit about Bader's. They are your destination for all your hunting stuff, outdoor stuff, fourth-generation store right on Highway 13 Phillips, right next to Pick and Save. And we've got people coming in, I'm sure, and getting ready for the hunt and asking about the guns and everything else, right?
Oh, yeah, and about another month, and the 9-day gun deer season's going to be here, so we're getting ready for it.
Yeah.
Got some clothing on sale right now. Get you out there, keep you warm. Boots. Got in a big shipment of warm socks for keeping the tootsies warm. I know if people are like me, my feet get cold, I'm done.
Yeah, and like we mentioned before, the rechargeable ones are wonderful. You go home at night and plug it in, wake up in the morning, and whatever part of your body doesn't like to stay warm, it can help you out quite a bit, right?
Right. Yep. Yeah, we've been getting some new guns in. Got a couple new shotguns in this week. 410, that people are actually looking for 410s again. Also a 28 gauge, not real common around here, but a lot of the guys from down south I know come up here with 28 gauges for the grouse. So
yeah,
figure we'll get one in. I have one. They're a blast.
Oh, really? What makes them so fun?
It's a little more powerful than a 410, not quite as powerful as a 20 gauge, so probably an ideal grouse gun, really.
Yeah, all right. Grouse good eating too? Are they good eating?
Oh, they are tasty.
Yeah?
Yep.
But chicken?
No, better than chicken.
Everything tastes like chicken. But no, it's got more of a gamey taste to it, or what is it kind of like?
It's a little, I want to say, spicier taste, yeah.
Yeah?
Really good. Brown it in a pan, then throw it in a crock pot on a bed of wild rice. Mm-mm, that's eaten.
Because those grouse can be pretty decent size, too. You can get a decent decent size out of there, can't you?
Well, they're a little bigger than like a Cornish game hen.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
One per person for a meal, or if you eat like me and get two or three down, but it's really good.
It's one of those birds where, you know, if you live out in the country, you probably see them, but around the city and stuff, you don't see them much. It's not one of those birds that's a highly visible bird, I guess, when you're driving around Wisconsin, is it?
Well, sometimes they can be a little stupid. They'll sit, if you're driving down the road, they'll sit right there.
Mm-hmm.
They like to fly in front of cars.
Yeah.
So I got one a couple of weeks ago with the car.
Mm-hmm.
but yeah, they're camouflaged perfectly. If they don't want to fly, you can probably walk right past them, or if they get a little nervous when you're right by them, they take off and your heart skips about four or five beats.
So we have the bow season going on, right?
Right? Bowl season's been going for a little over a month now. Good news, I'm seeing some scrapes out on my property. I'm hearing guys seeing scrapes, so the rut's underway. Seeing some nice pictures guys are bringing in off their trail cams. Some decent bucks. They're all at night right now, but with the rut going, those big boys are going to have one thing on their mind, and they might do something stupid. So get out in the woods and see if you can take care of that.
Yeah, I don't know what. I don't know if the bucks are reliant on the weather for the rut and stuff like that too. If that it's going to make a difference as we get into the traditional 9-day season, or
well, it's weather related. We just had the full moon the other night, so that's really gotten things kicked off as far as the rut goes. But yeah, it's temperature related to a degree.
Yeah, well, with the warm weather we've had, I'm assuming that people haven't been flocking in for the warm stuff. They don't need it quite yet, but you got a good supply when that cooler weather hits here, right?
Right. Yeah, the a lot of guys aren't hunting until it starts getting cooler, and we're about 2 weeks behind on cool weather right now. So
yeah, we're gonna have a couple days cooler, but then close to 70 again. It looks like. As we get into next week, and we have, you know, the Farmer's Almanac. They like to predict the winter weather, and the meteorologist. What does Bader Sports Center say about the winter snowfall?
Let it come. I enjoyed last winter. Didn't have to shovel a whole lot. They did predict a cold, snowy winter last year. That didn't work out so well.
Yeah, nobody knows, I don't think. I think we're lined up to get more precipitation, but it might be in the form of, you know, rain or sleet and stuff if it's not very cold out there. So,
well, I know the snowmobilers and the skiers won't like me, but I kind of enjoyed last winter.
Well, you have no choice, right? We can't influence it, so at least that's what some people say anyway. So you just take what you get and enjoy it. So last year was a break, right? Right. I don't think my snowblower, maybe once, and that was even, I think I did it just to make sure it was still running good.
Right.
That was about it. There was nothing real heavy out there. So whatever you need, guys, gals, hunting-wise, Bader Sports Center has it all. If you need the blind for being outside or whatever it might be, or the warm socks or the ammo, all that stuff, right?
All that stuff. Oh. And don't forget, we got Christmas coming up. We got the Stormy Cromer stuff down there makes excellent Christmas presents.
Yeah.
A lot of other things that are good stocking stuffers. So come on in and take a peek around. If I can sell you a gun, I'd be happy to, or a crossbow, show you how to use it. We're good.
Yeah, and gift certificates are always a great way to go, too. Bader Sports Center website, where are you at there?
BaderSportsCenter.com, or you can also see us on Facebook.
All right, always updating it with some sales and stuff like that, and things that you may be moving out and discounts. So check it out, BaderSportsCenter.com. I was going to say, but when we talk next time, it'll probably be colder, but I'm looking at the forecast. It might be warmer next time that we talk in a couple of weeks or so.
Break out the shorts again.
That's right, so. The suntan lotion and all that stuff. All right, Craig, always good to see you.
Good seeing you.
Thank you. Craig from Bader Sports Center joining us to talk a little bit about the outdoors here on the 98Q Country Morning Show. We are going to take a look at some of the news. Birthdays to come in just a second here. So if you got a birthday or anniversary, give us a call at 715-762-3221.
Complete your roofing project now and save big at Menards. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements. Owens Corning Shingles are the number one brand trusted by contractors. Choose from over 40 options and get a limited lifetime warranty and up to 130 miles per hour wind warranty. Save big on Owens Corning Shingles. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com. For all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Kamala Harris gets that everyday costs are too high. She has real plans to tackle price gouging, cut taxes for middle-class families, and make life more affordable. Her opponent's plan?
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. On everyday products, it will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food, a Trump tax on clothing, a Trump tax on over-the-counter medication. Donald Trump's plan would cost a typical family $3,900 a year. when everyday prices are too high, he will make them even higher.
Kamala Harris, a better plan for lowering costs for a future we can afford. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FFPAC's responsible for the content of this advertising.
This is our week of giving here at 98Q, and Katkins is our focus this week. And you can go to 98QCountry.com, click on Katkins Fundraiser at the top, and the items on there continue to be updated. A few more just came in, and Tanya is with us from Katkins Animal Rescue Shelter. Morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Joel.
Thank you for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
And I think this is a good time for us to kind of talk a little bit about the funds that we're raising this week and some of the things that have been happening with Katkins, because you had Jordan's Way in. Was that, what, a week ago or a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, that was 2-3 weeks ago.
Yeah. what a great event that was.
That was super fun. We had an amazing turnout, and it was just a glorious day for Katkins.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I've mentioned just a little bit on the air that Katkins has needs more space. You have how many cats did you say that you have currently?
Right now, we currently have 67 cats, and we have a waiting list with several cats. That means folks have called in with cats they're finding in their garages, or they can't keep them because they're moving, and so on. And so we have a list, a surrender wait list, which we always have, and we are unable to take those cats until a cat gets adopted.
Okay.
And that opens up a kennel to take in another cat. So right now we have 67 cats with several waiting to come in. We have we don't really have a capacity other than we only have one staff member for 4 hours a day to clean sometimes up to 100 kennels. So that's what we're working with as far as cats go. As far as dogs go, we have 10 kennels at Katkins, and right now we have 14 dogs. Usually we have anywhere from 10 to 20 dogs. That's become the norm the last 2 years. So we definitely were out of space. If anybody has come out to visit us, they can clearly see that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's time. It's time to add on to our facility. And we've really ramped up our fundraising. And we've had 5 fundraisers this month. Well, this is our 5th one.
Yeah.
And we're really grateful that you invited our crew here to do this.
Yeah. So how close are we to making this happen, to making this building happen?
So we don't have our final building number. This is just the very beginning stages. We have to put in 16 dog kennels, and our existing facility isn't going to work to add on to. So we're going to have to put up a separate building because our wellhead is too close. We are not able to add any footage out. Mm-hmm. So we don't have that final number yet, but these are the beginning stages. It'll probably take a couple of years for us to reach that number. But it's a great start for sure.
Yeah, I guess that's a good news, bad news kind of thing, that you have to build a new facility and can't add on. But I think after you've been, Katkins has been there for how many years now?
I think 14 years now.
14 years.
Yep.
Now you have a pretty good idea of what you need to serve the area and serve our cats and dogs. So now you can have that building with the existing one still, of course, being a part of it. But now you can really have the building and says, okay, this is what we really need to do to make it work for everything, right?
Absolutely. When the building was first put up, they had to use grant monies, and they had very little money to do that. So it's a very small facility that worked well for a few years, and probably the last 10 years, we definitely could have used a larger facility, but we did make it work. We actually recently added on 2 outbuildings to house our cats as well, just temporarily until we can get that new expansion built.
Yeah.
And
not only the funds we raise will go for the new facility, but when you have 67 cats and you have 14 dogs, there's a lot of expenses that go with just maintaining those.
Yes.
Imagine you have 1 or 2 cats at home and what they go through.
Yes.
Take that times 67 now.
Yeah, and actually on Friday I'll have a breakdown for you just how much it costs when just an average healthy cat or dog enters into Katkins facility. Just what it costs Katkins to get that cat ready for adoption, and then that versus our adoption fee. And that is with all rescues. Obviously, we're not here to make a profit off of animals. So we do lose money on every animal. So all of our donations go towards vetting, everyday care, keeping our facility running and open, and also obviously for the building fund as well. So some of these fundraisers, the monies go directly to the building fund, and some of them obviously we have to use as our regular fundraisers to donate to keep our facility and our animals healthy.
Right. Now, if people helping out financially, of course, is the number one way. And here comes Toby walking in,
Toby.
Gray's dog, looking to for a fetch partner. but if people want to help with dog food, cat food, or something like that, what is the number one or a list that the top of the list of physical items that things that people could help with?
Sure. I would say our number one need is definitely dry Purina One dog food kibble and canned dog food of any name brand or flavor. We try to keep the same brand. It's just better for the dog's tummies. And also, at any time, we're always in need of cat litter and cat food.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Those are number one needs that we use several pounds of every day.
Yeah. You know, when we have you and some of the volunteers in Friday, we'll talk a lot about what we're kind of just scathing over here a little bit this morning. But one thing I think some people don't understand is that at your shelter is when someone does bring a cat or a dog in, it's just not a matter of, you know, that cat or dog instantly goes up for adoption. You're looking to find a family right away. You make sure it's healthy. You make sure you try your best to get it to be sociable, too. There's a lot of things that go into that cat or dog flipping back over to its forever home, right?
Yes, yeah, and we'll talk more about that on Friday, but absolutely, many of the animals that come in have behavioral issues or health issues, and we are a no-kill sanctuary. We consider ourselves a sanctuary. An animal stays with us until they're adopted, and many times that means doing a lot of work with them to get them adoptable.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll talk more about that on Friday. So catkinsanimalrescue.org, if you want to check out the cats and dogs that are available for adoption. If you can't, if you're unable to give to our fundraiser, maybe a way you could give is to have a cat in your house if it fits your lifestyle. So, all right. Thank you so much, Tanya. And we look forward to visiting with you and the rest of the volunteers and whoever else wants to come in on Friday and talk with us. It's going to be a fun day on Friday.
Thank you so much, Joel. We'll see you on Friday.
You bet. Tanya with Catkins. And check out all the items up for bid at 98qcountry.com under the Catkins fundraiser at the top of the page.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Donald Trump's former chief of staff and retired General John Kelly says his previous boss has no concept of the rule of law or the Constitution. Kelly telling the New York Times that while in office, Trump would praise Nazi leader Adolf Hitler. Boeing announcing this morning that it lost $6 billion in the third quarter. That news coming ahead of a contract vote by its 33,000 union machinists who've been on strike for more than a month. A McDonald's menu item is being removed in several states. ABC's Lana Moise with more on why.
An E. coli outbreak linked to McDonald's Quarter Pounders is blamed for one death, and the CDC says at least 49 people have been sickened, 10 hospitalized, including a child. The outbreak reported in 10 states. Most cases, 27, are in Colorado, where an elderly person died.
The former head of Abercrombie & Fitch, Mike Jeffries, is due in court on Friday after being indicted this week on sex charges in New York. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Scientists in Wisconsin are leading a nationwide Alzheimer's study. The National Institutes of Health is giving the UW-Madison more than $150 million. It's the biggest NIH grant in UW history. The Kamala Harris campaign is making its closing argument to American voters. Democratic running mate Tim Walz campaigned in Racine and Madison yesterday.
Our team is running like everything is on the line. Because everything is on the line.
Walz made the case that Donald Trump would be dangerous with broad immunity from prosecution. He got some help from former President Barack Obama.
We do not need to see what an older, loonier Donald Trump looks like with no guardrails.
Obama says Americans are ready to turn the page. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. One person is dead and another has life-threatening injuries after a two-car crash near Park Falls in the town of Lake at 5:58 a.m. on October 19th. Wisconsin State Patrol said preliminary information indicates a Ford F-150 was traveling south when a Buick LeSabre crossed the center line and struck the Ford head-on. The driver of the Buick, a 56-year-old male from Rice Lake, was pronounced dead at the scene, and the driver of the Ford, a 71-year-old male from Butternut, has been hospitalized with life-threatening injuries. State Patrol is investigating the incident, and no names have been released. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
Romeo Doubs leads the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers are back at practice getting ready to face the Jaguars. Wide receiver Romeo Doubs led the team with 8 receptions against the Texans, including 2 on that game-winning drive.
The clock wasn't at 0, and I mean, it was key plays to the drive. I had some catches. Tucker had one coming just right beside the ticks. Wicks being Wicks, making the first guy miss, getting extra yards. So it was definitely a team game.
The NBA season opener tonight for the Bucks as they play the 76ers in Philadelphia. Doc Rivers asked, when did they know that Chris Middleton would likely miss tonight's game?
This week it became more expected. I thought before this week there was a pretty good chance he may make it because he's moving great, but we just haven't had enough live activity for him.
The 76ers will be without Joel Embiid and Paul George. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Well, volleyball was front and center last night for tournament action. Congrats to Coach Pritzel and the Butternut girls. Very exciting home win last night. And they now will travel to Mellon for a fun game tomorrow night against the Mellon Granite Diggers. That's a 5-seed and a 4-seed going at it. Mercer's at the top end of that bracket. They will take on South Shore as the number 1 seed. Also, in division, that's all in division 5 action. Winter, by the way, a number 3 seed. They will play Drummond in their contest on Thursday, and Solon Springs and Prentice will clash on Thursday. Solon Springs winning last night, and Prentice got a first round bye. Shawamigan with their win last night at home over Crandon. They will travel to Wabino Leona, the number 1 seed, on Thursday. The winner of that will get the winner of Abbotsford and Rib Lake on the lower half of that bracket. And in Division 2, the Lakeland T-Birds went on the road last night. They traveled to Seymour and beat them. So Lakeland now will get the number 1 seed, Oconto Falls, in their next contest coming up again on Thursday. And boys soccer also, Lakeland is set to clash in their contest coming up on Thursday. We'll talk a little bit more about that a little later on. We'll get to our birthdays here in just a moment.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Our keyword for today for our backyard barbecue giveaway, which is a week from today, is Bigfoot. Bigfoot barbecue sauce is going to be a couple of the prizes for those who don't win the big prize next Wednesday. So Bigfoot, B-I-G-F-O-O-T. Everyone who has qualified and is in for the backyard barbecue has been notified by a text. So if you did not receive that, get us the word Bigfoot right now to get on the list and be invited next Wednesday. It's at 5:30 at the Lanes in Park Falls. Everybody's going to win something for showing up. Someone's going to win a backyard barbecue for up to 15 people and a big gas grill, courtesy of the Lanes and Northern Lights Inn here in Park Falls. Bigfoot is your keyword today. B-I-G-F-O-O. Your senior dining menu for today for Price County Senior Dining. What is today? The 20th. So tomorrow, actually, because today they're already set to roll. Get those orders in by 1:30 today. So for tomorrow, they're serving up stuffed beef Stuffed beef birds, mashed potatoes, gravy, peas, and fruit breakfast bar. So that'll be all tomorrow at Price County Senior Dining. Any questions, give them a call at 715-339-2158. Birthdays for today. Let's see here. We've got happy birthday wishes to Bob Klepak, who is celebrating today. From your mom, your brothers, your sisters, everybody. Bob, you must be doing something right. So, Bob, happy birthday to you today. We'll put you in for the cake drawing on Friday, courtesy of the Super One Bakery Department. If you're celebrating here on this Wednesday, the 23rd day of October, you share your day with Jimmy Wayne, the country artist, is 52, Junior Bryant, the Ricochet Band member, celebrating a 56th birthday today. Al Leiter, the lefty baseball pitcher, in 2006, he pitched for both the New York teams as well as Toronto in that year, and he reached double figures in wins for 10 consecutive years. Al Leiter, 59 today. Weird Al, one of us, a guest on the morning show many a year back. Weird Al Yankovic, still love watching some of his videos. And I think he still does get out and perform, too. Weird Al Yankovic, the accordion-playing polka song. I don't know what. There's a lot of words to describe, but I guarantee you one thing. He's made a lot of people laugh with his remake and parodies of pop songs. And it's interesting, there's a documentary out there about some of the things they had to go through in order to use some of the pop songs, like Michael Jackson's Eat It, Beat It, of course, turned into Eat It, and some of the things that they would go through to be able to use those songs. So Weird Al Yankovic is 65 today. Sam Raimi, the movie director from Evil Dead, Spider-Man, Darkman, Oz the Great and Powerful, 65 for Sam Raimi today. We got Ang Lee. Of his 10 Academy Award nominations, Lee has won 3 Oscars, 2 for Best Director for Life of Pi and Brokeback Mountain. He is 70 today. Michael Crichton, the author of Jurassic Park. Just a lot of the list is a big list, but Jurassic Park is what a lot of people remember Michael for. Born on this day, 1942. He passed in 2008. Pele, soccer great. There's others that have come since him, like Beckham and such. There's a lot, some current ones, but when it comes to the original guy, when someone was good at soccer back in the 70s, 80s, he would say, "Were you Pele?" So his real name is Edson Arantes Donis. It's too many letters in that last one. So Edson is his first name. Pele, Brazilian soccer legend. Born on this day, 1940. He passed in 2022. Chichi, old Chai-Chai Rodriguez. Chichi Rodriguez is 89 today. Juan Antonio Chichi Rodriguez, Hall of Fame golfer. Great personality, too. Johnny Carson. Is he the king of late night? Do you consider him the king of late night? A lot of people say that. Nobody ever says, you're probably right. I think he really was when he took over for Jack Parr. And his shows were the place that people, that celebrities went to. They knew if you were on Johnny Carson as a stand-up comedian or as an actor or actress, that was more often than not a launching point for your career. He held a lot of power in that. So the king, he is listed on my sheet here as the king of all talk shows. Born on this day, 1925, Johnny Carson passed back in 2005. Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Join Lena's Northern Pines Resort on Butternut Lake in Butternut, Wisconsin for an unforgettable night of spooky fun. Happening Friday, November 1st from 7 to 11 p.m. Enjoy live music by First Hand High, a thrilling costume contest with prizes, exciting Halloween games, special spooky drinks, and an open fire pit to warm up by. Don't miss Lena's Howling Halloween Fest right off Lakeshore Drive. It's the ultimate post-Halloween bash.
All right. We got the Catkins fundraiser going on. We talked with Tanya a little bit there, and we'll get the bids updated a little bit. After I get off the air, I'm going to update items that have been bid on at IdeaQCountry.com. We do have several items, probably 15 or 20 of our 70-plus items that have been bid on. I have a wonderful print, and I have a huge box of Legos that Tanya brought in that we're going to get on there, too, for you to bid on. So stay tuned to the website. If you have any questions about bidding on any of these Catkin items, feel free to give us a call or email wcqm@civicmedia.us or call us at 715-762-3221. We would be glad to answer any questions. They have a road construction notice. It has begun on County Highway RR in preparation for some new pavement next year. So if RR is somewhere where you travel, you may have a little bit of a slowdown and a reroute going around that. What else here? I missed talking about this yesterday. The fact that the NBA season had got underway last night. The Bucks, I think, will play today. For the first time ever, I believe, in the history of the NBA last night, a father-son duo were on the floor at the same time during an NBA regular season game as LeBron James and his son Bronny. Bronny was on the floor for a little bit in the first half. I'm not sure. I went to bed. I'm not sure if he played in the second half. He's not going to be a vital part of their rotation. He's more of a bench player, but they put him in last night just to get that out of the way. Ken Griffey and Ken Griffey Jr., the father-son team from Major League Baseball that played together, they were there. That was kind of cool. It was a neat atmosphere. I watched the first half, and it was fun to see them be able to celebrate that moment together. Yesterday was also National Nut Day. I failed to mention that, but Mike McKay did post that, and I appreciate all of the, I appreciate the snide comment from our former sports guru here, Randy Kunch. So I appreciate his his jab. I think McKay put on the, website, what's your favorite nut, or something close to that. And I believe Randy's response was Joel ? Is what I saw. So I really appreciate that. I'm trying to get our presidential fact of the day in here, but my computer is not cooperating. Hang on just a second here. We're going to jump it forward here. Reality is sometimes things just go slower than you want them to.
And now for our presidential fact of the day.
America.
All right, let's see here. Do I have, yesterday I played the sounder and I did not have the presidential fact of the day in front of me. Today I have accomplished that. Herbert Hoover was the 31st president of the United States. What's the first thing you think of when you think of President Herbert Hoover? Oh, did he invent the vacuum cleaner? Is that just me? Did you know that Herbert Hoover was the first president west of the Mississippi River? Hoover was born in West Branch, Iowa in 1874. 10 years later, Harry S. Truman was born in Lamar, Missouri, and went on to become the second president of the United States from the West. Since then, there have been six more presidents from west of the Mississippi. Dwight Eisenhower, Denison, Texas. Denison, Texas, that's where my little boy, my little pug Billy is from Denison, Texas. Oh. So Lyndon B. Johnson from Stonewall, Texas. Richard Nixon, who hails from Yorba Linda, California. Gerald Ford, who hails from Omaha, Nebraska. Bill Clinton from Hope, Arkansas. And Barack Obama from Honolulu, Hawaii, which for those of us who are geographically challenged, is Hawaii's west of the Mississippi. All right, we'll just leave it at that. We have another, I think I have a second presidential fact of the day because we missed the one from yesterday. I also have a notice from the American Red Cross that if you give blood this month, you're going to get a $10 Amazon gift card. Also, if you give blood this month, you're going to be eligible to win one of three $5,000 gift cards. Whoa. So go to redcrossblood.org, redcrossblood.org, and you will find a list of places that you can donate and give blood. Packer football comes up on Sunday. For those of you who like to follow the North Division teams, the Norris Division teams, the Viking game Sunday was flexed to Sunday night. Actually, a week from Sunday has been flexed. The Vikings are going to play Thursday night this week, so you have a Thursday night game for you to tune in, but that's on Amazon Prime, so you got to have a subscription to that to watch it. The Packers will play coming up on Sunday when they'll travel to take on a team that's not very good, but anytime you're on the road in the National Football League, it can be interesting. They will be at the Jacksonville Jaguars for their contest coming up on Sunday. Noon will be the kickoff. If you have not, if you need voting information, just general voting information, I encourage you to go to civicmedia.us/vote, and you can get all kinds of information on where to vote, how to register, and all kinds of stuff on there. So civicmedia.us/vote, and you can just, again, there's a lot of general information about voting and stuff like that, so it's a great resource for you. Should we do another? Because if I don't do it now, I think I'll probably forget. So should we do another presidential fact of the day? Me and my computer are not getting along very well today here. So hang on. Let's do one more presidential. Goodness gracious sakes. I should just retire right now. Here we go. Our presidential,
now, fact,
our
presidential fact of the day.
America.
Goodness gracious. Sometimes reality is it just doesn't work. So imagine the odds of someone being elected president on his or her birthday. Well, they are pretty slim, you say, right? But it has happened. It has happened. Warren G. Harding, the 29th president of the United States of America, won the election on November 2nd of 1920, which happened to be his 55th birthday. He went on to serve less than 3 years before he died in office from a cerebral hemorrhage in August of 1923. So there you go, another amazing presidential fact of the day here from 98Q Country. We will talk a little Fright Fest coming up. Courtney from the Chamber, we got a little haunted house talk too with folks from the Butternut School, all ahead here on 98Q Reality Radio.
Kamala Harris gets that everyday costs are too high. She has real plans to tackle price gouging, cut taxes for middle-class families, and make life more affordable. Her opponent's plan?
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. On everyday products, it will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food, a Trump tax on clothing, a Trump tax on over-the-counter medication. Donald Trump's plan would cost a typical family $3,900 a year. When everyday prices are too high, he will make them even higher.
Kamala Harris, a better plan for lowering costs for a future we can afford. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FFPAC's responsible for the content of this advertising.
Not sure how much you know about Progressive Insurance. You may know us for insuring your home and auto.
You may know a couple of our commercials, but what you may not know is that since 2013, Progressive has been honoring veterans with vehicle donations through the annual Keys to Progress Veteran Vehicle Giveaway Program, giving back to those who gave so much. Now, you probably didn't wake up today saying, I really wish I knew more about Progressive Insurance, but this seemed like the type of thing people wouldn't mind hearing about. Find out more about how we're dedicated to our customers and communities at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be mostly sunny and quite a bit cooler today with a high right around 50 this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low in the low 30s. Tomorrow, with a little sun in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy, breezy, some showers in the afternoon with a high in the low 60s. After that, a sunny, pleasant weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
All right. Reality radio host needs a little help here. We'll rely on Courtney from the chamber to come in and bail us out. How you doing, Courtney?
Good morning.
Sometimes things just don't, you know, sometimes your eyes and your hands and your brain, they're all like in some other dimension, you know. You know what it is?
I completely understand that. Every time we approach a major event, I feel like I'm forgetting something constantly.
And we do have that major event coming up in Fright Fest.
Yes, we do.
This weekend.
And actually, starting right now, you can start participating for the adults. We have the scavenger hunt and raffle going on with our local businesses. The full list of businesses is on our Facebook page. You can check out the post, but you can start either at the chamber office or any one of those businesses, pick up a little scavenger hunt card, and then visit as many businesses as you can before the day of Fright Fest and turn in your card to the chamber. And we're going to draw for an amazing raffle basket. It's valued at over $100. There's wonderful goodies donated by each one of our businesses in there.
Nice.
So something, a little treat for the adults who want to come down for our event. And then Saturday, October 26th, starting at 10 o'clock, we've got a lot happening down over by Prizler Park and 2nd Avenue there. The Phillips Children's Museum is going to be in Prizler Park with all the outdoor fun activities for kids, the yard games, all of that. And then we will also have a little pumpkin patch and decorating station under the American Legion Pavilion over there by Prizler Park. And that's going to be while supplies last, because pumpkins, we got as many as we could get.
All right.
And then Trunk or Treat will also be happening from 10 to 2 downtown on 2nd Avenue there between Park Theater and North Lakes Community Clinic. Park Mall is going to have some indoor children's activities, and Patchouli Garden is going to have a photo backdrop, so you can go get your perfect wind-free selfie in front of that. And the Flambeau River Community Growing Center is going to be running a fundraiser. They're going to be selling some apple nachos down there.
Okay.
So sliced apples with the toppings you want to put on there. Much easier to eat than a traditional caramel apple, because trying to bite into one of those can be difficult.
It can be hard, yeah.
But they're going to have all the toppings and everything, so come hungry.
All right.
At 11 o'clock, we are going to drop the giant pumpkin in Prizler Park.
Oh, boy.
So kids can come and grab seeds and try and grow their own giant pumpkin, and any hunters or farmers who can make use of pumpkin guts.
So they got a big crane or something they're doing this
with?
Yeah,
the city crew is going to be there to drop it for us with help from the Park Falls Fire Department. So they're going to bring in a big piece of equipment and drop it, and it's about 600-pound pumpkin, so there's going to be a lot of guts.
I would guess they couldn't do this in Ashland, because all of the seagulls up there, that would be crazy, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
If you did it up there, I couldn't do that. It'd be like a Birds movie all over again.
Yes, I can't even imagine trying to fight off birds and dropping that thing.
Yeah, but here you should be safe. Once everybody vacates, I'm sure there'll be some interested birds and critters there, but the pumpkin seeds, and just seeing a 600-pound-plus pumpkin. Yeah, wow.
Yeah, smash. It's going to be cool.
It's like the old David Letterman show when he drops stuff off the buildings all the time.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, and there'll be people filming it, and then they'll put it in slow motion mode. That'll be even cooler.
Yeah,
so
that's what's really fun about it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And then we have the Park Theater is going to open at 1 o'clock to start letting people in for the free movie that's going to show at 2 o'clock. They're going to show Mummies, and that's sponsored by Northwoods Community Credit Union. So it's going to be a great time. You can start. Come for the pumpkin drop, do all the trunk or treating, get a little snack in there, and then head into the movie theater and fill up on popcorn.
Yeah, it should be a great day for the family and for the kids, too.
Yeah.
And temperature-wise, I think 50s or so we're talking about, so doing pretty good with that.
Yeah, and then the Rec Arena is going to be doing open skate that evening as well. Okay. They're doing a costume theme party there, so you can keep the day rolling. It's a full day of family fun.
All right, and that's 5 days ahead of even the when Halloween is. So
yes, exactly. Well, make use of the costumes.
Yeah, exactly.
But it looks like we're supposed to have beautiful